I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
So a 30-year-old dude named Michael, you know, is doing his thing in Pennsylvania. Got drunk early on St. Patrick's Day. Nothing unusual there.
Lots of people did that.
But, Alex, he made a bad decision. Maybe it's because the Uber app wasn't working for him either. But cops spotted the guy making a bad decision of drinking and driving.
Nope.
So, he was leaning out of the window. He was so drunk, he was like, ugh! So he was trying to drive while he pukes out. Like, not you should drink and drive, but maybe pull over and vomit.
Yeah.
Because when he did that.
And then maybe walk home.
Because when he did that, he started going into oncoming traffic. Luckily,
ooh,
nothing happened. He didn't hit anybody, but cops pulled the guy over. They arrested him for a DUI. So there's a dummy. Let's go to an idea that sounds awesome, but they didn't think it all the way through. Dozens of people were at a basement barbecue on Long Island Sunday night when they were overcome by carbon monoxide. Let me repeat that. Basement barbecue. Like inside someone's basement.
Is that like a weird code for meth lab or?
No, like anything, you know, like how you can't sit, well, I guess you could, it wouldn't turn out well. You know how you can't sit in your garage with your car on?
Yeah.
Carbon monoxide poisoning. Kind of the same idea. Like you can't have a barbecue going on inside of your house in your basement. There's nowhere for everything to go.
Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
It might smell delicious.
It would smell so good.
Like that's, especially since it's all contained, nice little hot box.
God,
yes.
Man, that could be a man cave meat smell forever. Well, the partygoers had been cooking with charcoal barbecue inside the home more than a dozen people. How did 12 people not realize, hey, can we do this?
Yeah.
Not like I see like one or two people, okay, you made a dumb mistake. You got a dozen dumbasses as your friends that all made the same mistake. They had that charcoal inside the house, and they were hospitalized. None of the injuries were believed to be life-threatening. Yeah, the fire marshal and building inspector, they're going to issue some code violations to check it out. In theory, I don't think you could, but couldn't you like find a way to get the smoke to like pipe it out, kind of like out of a vent if you wanted to do that? That's dangerous anyways,
too. I don't know, man. I feel like any grill or anything in a house is probably a bad idea.
To be fair, though, it's been pretty damn cold. I wouldn't want to take it outside. This, talk about going from like being on top of the world to losing it all. This person's a dummy, though. I don't feel that bad. A former lottery winner in California was arrested for robbing several banks. The guy was involved in at least 10 robberies from April through September, where he stole around 40 grand.
Why would he do that if he was a lottery winner?
Well, let me get to the sad part here. He admitted that he bought a gold PT Cruiser with some of the money.
Okay, well.
There's your problem. When they came out, did anybody think a PT Cruiser was cool?
No.
At all.
I remember
just for a second
being a little kid when those were popular, and even then being like, those are the ugliest cars. Like, I don't care who you are. If you drive a PT Cruiser, why?
I don't know if that's the ugliest.
They're so ugly. No, those are first and second place are those cars that are like a box car.
Are you talking about the Aztec?
What is it, the Scions?
Not an Aztec. Not like Breaking Bad.
Okay, because I think the Aztec's kind of a weird
car.
That's
not a box.
Are you talking about those cars that look like
a Kia
Cube? Toasters. Yeah.
Like, yeah, the hamsters drive them. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's like a Kia something.
Yeah, I don't remember. Kia Soul. I don't think those are cute either.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a unique shape, but I don't get that. There's like a Nissan kind of a QB boxy rectangle shape thing. I don't know, but yeah, this guy said, hey, I'm going to go buy. That's when you know you made a bad decision, a gold PT Cruiser with the money. And now he, of course, forfeited the vehicle. The man, what happened was he won $19 million back in 1998. That's pretty good money. But he had to give half the money to his ex-wife.
Ooh.
He then admitted, you know what? I've been spending about $1,000 a week on heroin.
Okay.
Which likely led to him living in the abandoned garage that they...
he didn't live in the gold PT Cruiser?
Yeah, I was going to say, that explains the PT Cruiser.
He had respect for the PT Cruiser. He pled guilty to robbery charges. And your final story today for your dummy of the day here on the Joe and Alex Show, a 44-year-old woman named Elizabeth was driving drunk in New York on Friday morning, and apparently she really wanted a breakfast sandwich, which... I get that because it's, you know, got all the ingredients. It's greasy. It'll soak up some of the alcohol.
Listen, you haven't lived until you had a bacon, egg, and cheese
it's
in
true.
New York.
It's true.
Really?
I was
is
just
it totally different?
Say, it's just the best.
Another level.
All right. Well, then I don't want to get drunk driving, but I'll have to try that. Anyway, she wanted that sandwich, so she pulled into a drive-thru and ordered, as you said, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich.
It is that, yeah.
Well, she thought it was a drive-thru. The thing that had happened was it wasn't. It was actually the security booth outside of the jail, like where you pull up.
Stop.
I swear to God.
How do you mistake that?
People are drunk and dumb.
Out of all the different drive-thrus,
this is the dummy of the day.
Yeah, this isn't like the mile.
The
dummy
of the week.
Yeah, so she's there. She's like, I like to get a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. And well, here's the thing: the sheriff's deputy who was manning the booth said, "You know, are you drunk?" And she's like, "No, I just want a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich." And he's like, well, I can't do that for you. This is jail. I can't
this
make you a breakfast
jail,
sandwich.
Ma'am, this is jail.
Like, do you still have a point? Do you still have a chance to pull away when he's like, I can't do that for you? Like, okay, thank you, bye. Well, he couldn't do that. And she also wouldn't take no for an answer. So she was arrested and he ended up, yeah, hey, you're drunk. She ended up getting felony driving while impaired. And there's no word if she, I don't know exactly what time they actually booked her, if she got breakfast in jail that morning or not.
I don't think you get breakfast in jail.
Yeah, they got something else right there.
Gruel.
Yeah, more gruel, please.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Former Sex and the City star Cynthia Nixon, who played the redheaded lawyer Miranda on the show, has officially announced that she's running for New York governor in a video showing love for her home state.
I love New York. I've never wanted to live anywhere else, but something has to change. We want our government to work again. On health care, ending mass incarceration, fixing our broken subway. I'm Cynthia Nixon, and together we can win this fight.
Wow. Is that not the wildest thing ever? It's so weird to me.
That is kind of funny.
Harvey Weinstein's. The Weinstein Company has filed for bankruptcy after a wave of sexual misconduct allegations against the company's founder. The company also announced that it was releasing any victims of or witnesses to Weinstein's alleged misconduct from any non-disclosure agreement that would prevent them from speaking out.
I bet we're going to hear a lot more then.
Trey Songz has surrendered to LAPD to face a felony domestic violence charge yesterday morning. He turned himself in with his attorney for the alleged incident involving a woman he was out with in L.A. last month during NBA All-Star weekend. Right around the time he surrendered for booking, Songz actually tweeted, I am being lied on and falsely accused for someone's personal gain. So I guess he was the liar.
Okay.
Eric McCormick and Deborah Messing say there is a big bombshell plot twist coming to Will and Grace.
There is something that happens that could change the relationship between Will and Grace. It is a bombshell.
The bombshell part of it is just a surprise that I don't think anyone will do the math on.
Over the weekend in New York, Taylor Swift surprised a couple on their wedding by sending them a bottle of champagne with a special note. The note said, rumor has it you might be using my song in your wedding celebration, which makes me so happy. Here's to this amazing day of your continuing love story. Love, Taylor. The couple walked in to welcome to New York and shared their first dance to Love Story. The source said Taylor would have tried to make it to the wedding, but she was in L.A. Here's the I looked at the note.
Yeah.
And I know Taylor's handwriting.
Oh, please don't, Alex. Don't. I know what you're going to say.
And it looks like it's not her handwriting. I mean, I have a handwritten note from Taylor that was to me, and I'm telling you that this doesn't really look like it. It looks like Taylor was drunk and wrote it. Now, I could believe that because every single song on Reputation mentions alcohol, so maybe she was a little tipsy after some tour rehearsing, but that's the only thing I can think of. Otherwise, I'm like, I don't know that this is real.
What if Taylor actually wrote that letter to them on that bottle, and the note that you have isn't Taylor?
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Maybe I got the fake. No, you never know. Tyler Perry talked about trying to bid against Beyonce's 6-year-old daughter, Blue Ivy, at an art auction on Jimmy Kimmel last night. This is pretty funny.
It was this art that came out for auction, and it's this beautiful painting of Sidney Poitier. Like, I've got to have that.
Right.
So I put out my paddle, and then somebody on the other aisle over there is bidding, too. It's Blue Ivy, Beyonce's daughter.
Like 6 years old.
6 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm going to teach you a lesson today. I am just... And she keeps going up and up and up with it. I'm like,
how far did Blue Ivy go up?
She went up to $19,000.
Yeah, crazy. And then I loved this story last night, also on late night TV, on Jimmy Fallon. Blake Shelton was on, and he talked about getting pulled over in a van with Adam Levine and Kelly Clarkson after leaving a casino one night.
We got pulled over by like a deputy sheriff or whatever. And not that we don't respect the police, but we knew we hadn't done anything wrong. And so you can be a little cockier, you know, at that point. So we got a designated driver. Why are you pulling us over?
Yeah.
And Adam didn't see it that way because Adam's from Los Angeles where you don't talk back to the police.
Yeah.
And in Oklahoma, if you got a good point, you do sometimes, you know. And especially Kelly. I mean, she was ribbing this guy.
And oh, really?
He had a mustache that wasn't cool looking. And Adam... And Adam was, he was convinced we were going to jail.
If I could go out and get drunk with any celebrity, I think it would be Blake Shelton, honestly. Like, he is so much fun to me. Like, I just love him. So this is big. Fifth Harmony are no longer Fifth Harmony. They are now Fifth Homeless. Fifth Homeless announced they will be going on a hiatus after 6 years together. The band made the announcement on Twitter yesterday. They said, reflecting on the past 6 years, since we started on X Factor, we've realized just how far we've come and we appreciate everything so much now more than ever. We've had one hell of a memorable journey together and can't begin to express our gratitude to y'all for coming along with us on this wild journey. After 6 years going hard nonstop, we realized that we are a failure as a girl group. No, they said, we realized that in order to stay authentic to ourselves and you, we need to take some time for now to go on a hiatus from Fifth Harmony in order to pursue solo endeavors. The group said that they have shows planned throughout the year, which are going to go on as planned. They didn't say how long the hiatus would last. I'm going to guess forever. That would be the smart decision. Sorry, but Camila was the only true star, and now she has a number one album. Sucks to suck! Listen, I can't with harmonizers. They're always annoying on Twitter, so I'm just going to say what I want to say. But no, I'm sure those girls are nice girls. I've actually seen them live a few times. They seem sweet, but they just never had it. They never had what it took, besides this song, to really get a huge hit. And that sucks, but maybe they'll have more success solo. I don't know. That is the garbage.
The song was kind of a prediction, you know, of their future.
It was.
Working from home.
Except they're not going to be working. I think they'll just be sleeping.
If you didn't know already, and I'm not trying to brag about it, but I really hope that by me doing it, I can bring attention to people. If you think I'm being douchey because I'm mentioning it on the radio, okay, I'll be a douche, but I really think this is a cool thing you can be a part of, and that is being a big brother or big sister. I put it off for so long. I think 7 years I thought about being a big brother. For my whole time I've been in radio, I've thought about it, but I never did it. I'm like, I can't do that. So fast forward to this past Sunday, and I'm hanging out with my little bro, Michael. There was, remember a couple of weeks ago, the NFL Combine came to Lucas Oil Stadium?
Yeah.
How cool that was. He thought it was really cool. We couldn't make it out there because of schedule, but I ended up seeing some story online about a different off thing called the Kid Combine.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Is it at the Children's Museum or something?
No, there's some cool stuff there, though, by the way. You should take some kids there.
There's some kind of sports thing going on there.
There is. They're opening up a whole new wing. That, you're right. That thing is awesome. We love the Children's Museum. But this was just held at some like almost indoor soccer facility up in Zionsville. I forget the exact place, but
okay.
It was just traveling. It could have been at a high school. Could have been anywhere. But you got to go there, and I think it was like $15 or $20. And what you do for about a 45-minute or hour session is they go through. You know, they're not lifting weights as like little kids. There wasn't a bench
press.
Why not? I don't know.
Learn them a thing.
I think they'd be juicing. But it was cool. My little bro Michael got to, what did they do? They did like, I forget the name of this one jump, but where they're like, they're standing somewhere, they crouch down like they're squatting and they jump forward, like to see how far you can jump distance. Kind of like they do like in track in high school in the Olympics. They did the vertical jump. They did like a shuttle run where you go back and forth. They got to do the 40-yard dash, the vertical leap, all kinds of cool little things you'd see at the combine, minus the weights. And then they did like an autograph signing session.
Cute.
Then they did a little interview. You can see this. It's on my my Instagram, Joe Pesh Radio, if you want to see some of the cool videos and stuff. But I forget exactly what was going on. About halfway through, just watching them, and I'm watching other parents, and I'm trying to stay out of the way because everybody there is like caught up in the moment with their phone. They want to take pictures and video and do their things. And I'm like, I wonder what this is like. I thought to myself, like, if I'm a parent one day. Like, is this what it's like being a parent? Like, how? Because it felt so cool.
Just watching your child do something?
Yeah, because, like, I don't look at Michael. Like, I know Michael's not my son. He's my little bro, and I love the kid to death. He's so amazing, but
the kid is not my son.
I wish. I would take him as my son. This kid's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And he's lucky in his situation, his mom and his whole family. He's got he doesn't have a lot of male influence, but he's got an awesome support around him, an awesome community of people. So I'm not worried.
Yeah.
He's got a great thing, and he's going to be an amazing kid one day and an amazing adult. But it got me thinking on different levels of things. I had a conversation with my wife a couple of weeks ago about if we ever had kids. Her dad's awesome too, but he works all the time.
Yeah.
And I found out my wife did gymnastics for like, I think 10 years. I think she said her dad maybe went to like one competition the whole time.
Oh, that's
like
sad.
Like he never went there.
Yeah.
So that's a situation where her parents there. She saw her dad every day, but like he wasn't involved in other parts of her life that matter.
Yeah.
But then like with me, I saw my dad, but it was more like on the weekends. And if I saw my dad, it was only for sports. Like my dad never really did anything. I don't even think my dad went to a parent-teacher conference or anything that I can remember.
Yeah.
So what got me thinking, it's like, how unfair is it? Like, I'm not Michael's dad when I went there for this event that I took him to on Sunday, but I'm like, how can any parent not be involved with their kid? How can you, if you produce a child, whether you're a man or a woman, how can you not want to be part of anything they do? Like, with this kid, I've got to see so many amazing things. He was at the state finals. Now they're going to the world championships in Kentucky for robotics. His third or fourth grade class. Like, they're 10-year-olds. It's amazing. Or to see him do all kinds of cool stuff and have these little experiences. Yeah. Even going to, like, Logan's Roadhouse and eating, like, five baskets of rolls. And the people are like, dude, we can't give any more rolls. It's amazing. Just, like, who the hell? I don't understand.
That's your dream father-son bonding.
It was. I was like,
picking out on rolls.
I love you. But if you're any parent out there, man, and you're slacking, why don't you get your crap together?
Yeah, it's
seriously, get
so
your stuff
sad.
Together.
That's the saddest thing.
But you know what's cool, though? You can make a difference, though, too. Anybody here on the show could do that. Even producer MYK would say could do that. You could be a big brother or a big sister.
And I have always wanted to be a big sister. The only reason that I am not is they don't want you to... I mean, just to be completely transparent, I guess we're going to go there right now. Just to be completely transparent, the only reason I haven't is because they don't want you to do that unless you know that you're going to stay wherever you are for a very long time. Because, like, so my grandpa was a big brother to a little girl, actually, when she was younger. And now she's like, older than me. And he's been a part of her life this entire time.
Wow.
He went to her high school graduation or college graduation. When I was little, he would take her and I to, like, Kings Island and do this stuff. So an entire lifetime.
Yeah.
He's been involved in this girl's life as her big brother. And so the only reason I haven't done that is because I don't know that I want to stay in Indianapolis forever.
It makes sense. It's all about a commitment. And they ask for at least a year, but even longer than that.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
And so because of that reason, I've been hesitant to wait and see what's going to happen. So that's the only reason I haven't. But I think it is fantastic what you're doing. And I can tell that it is not only fulfilling for your little brother, Michael, but also for you. It goes both ways. It isn't just that you're pouring into his life, but he's pouring into your life. He's teaching you things and he's making an impact on you, which is just as important and just as special. So it really, if you're thinking like, oh, I don't know, you know, about doing that, I don't know if I could be that person for somebody else, but they could be that for you as well.
If you want to be involved, like Alex said, if your only hesitation is like, will I be good? You'll be good. They teach you everything. I'm telling you, if I can do it, you can do it. We're about to celebrate a year, a relationship next month. I'm excited. Go to BeBigForKids.org. That's BeBigForKids.org, and I'll tweet something out in a second here.
Outside! Come on! Outside, everybody, outside!
Line up, everybody, line up, my God.
Alex is going crazy to this Bubble Guppy song.
This is so lit. Turn the bass up.
Imagine breaking this down. If you could go see the Bubble Guppies live, well, you could. 317-239-1009. Let's get somebody to play the game this morning. Sydney on the Joe and Alex Show. You ready to try to win those Bubble Guppy tickets?
Yeah.
All right, cool. It is really simple. We're going to play the Yes or BS game. We're going to give you a statement. You decide, yes, it's true or no. That is total BS. You get two out of three You win.
Can I give her the first one?
Yeah, you could totally ask the first question.
Joe is bald.
Okay.
BS.
Have you seen a photo of me?
No.
Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. Go check it out. I'm bald as hell. Luckily that doesn't count. But no, two out of three right and you win. If not, somebody on hold will get those tickets instead. It's a family four pack. Everything today is March Madness. Of course, as you know, this Friday in the Sweet 16, Purdue, the Boilermakers, are going to take on Texas Tech, the Red Raiders. So yes or BS to these questions. Number one, the first NCAA tournament back in 1939 only had eight teams in it. Yes or BS?
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
That is correct. Look at you. Yes, the eight teams were Villanova, Brown, Ohio State, Wake Forest, Oregon, Texas, Utah State, and Oklahoma. Oregon beat Ohio State 46-33, if you're into that kind of stuff. Your next question, this could get you those Bubble Guppy tickets. The most points scored by one team in a single March Madness game is 149 points. Is that yes or BS?
BS.
Yeah, it actually happened when Loyola beat Michigan back in 1990.
Why are these all sports related?
March Madness.
Oh.
Somebody listens to what I say. Yes or BS. I said today the topic is March Madness,
okay,
Alex.
Okay, I'm like, this is hard.
Because the Boilermakers are in the Sweet 16. And this last question, make or break it for you or somebody else on hold will win. Let's see here. No men's team has ever made the Final Four more than 3 years in a row. I'll repeat that. No men's team in March Madness has ever made the Final Four more than 3 years in a row. Is that yes or BS?
That's BS if all men's teams.
Yep, UCLA did it 10 times in a row between 67 and 76. Congratulations, you're going to get your bubble guppy on.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. Who are you taking?
My niece and my nephew.
Oh, they're going to love it. Congratulations. Hang on the line. Yeah, we got bubble guppy tickets all week long here on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
I would love to hear from you, and this is kind of wide open. Mine has to do with an actual job, but it could be anything in life that you said, you know what? I'm going to quit, and you quit pretty quick. I want to know what's the fastest you quit something. 317-239-1009 on our Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe and Alex Show, and on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. I love them. They're obviously a big part of our show, too, but I really do love them, and that would be McDonald's. That was one of the first jobs that I had, and I quit that job, I think, 4 hours into it.
Jeez, Joe.
I could not handle McDonald's, not because I didn't like the place, but I have so much more respect now for anybody that works in fast food. Like they always say, if you can't work your radio, you could at least make a burger and some fries. That's what you could do. No, it's actually hard when you get people going there. They taught me stuff in training the day before, and then I'm there on the line the next day prepping burgers and sandwiches. I'm making a Big Mac with like the wrong bun. I'm making a like two quarter pounders into a double quarter pounder,
uh-oh,
which in theory it's the same meat, but I'm screwing up these sandwiches.
Are you sure you didn't get fired?
Well, you know what? No, I got my free meal there at that McDonald's in particular. I don't know if it's everywhere. I got like a free meal, so I got like a couple of nuggets. I got a McFlurry, an Oreo.
Oh,
one
you're
to go.
The reason they made the rule of you have to, in order to get free food, you have to work here at least like 17 days or whatever it is.
I worked there
5 hours.
I worked there 4 hours and quit. I didn't even go back for the paycheck.
Wow. So, why wouldn't you go back for the paycheck? I would.
I feel like I didn't really earn it. I just was so bad that I couldn't handle it. So that was the fastest thing that I've quit. I mean, I've quit diets and stuff along the way, but those were months and months along. What about you guys? Producer MYK, Live the Web Girl, Alex, do you have anything that you kind of, you know, quit really fast?
Well, not me, but my best friend tried to give up sex for Lent one year.
That's what Jesus wants you to do. That's a great thing to honor him.
How long did she last?
She lasted, I think, like 10 hours.
10 hours? On the Lord's Day?
Yep, unfortunately.
College.
Crazy time. And then I also had another friend who tried to become a vegetarian because she just couldn't stand the harm that animals were going through.
Oh,
for
yeah,
me.
Those poor things.
Yeah, and so she started it on a Wednesday, and then that Thursday night she blacked out and blacked into eating like 20 chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
Drunken meat doesn't count.
Yeah.
That's terrible. All right, but that's exactly what we're looking for right there. 317-239-1009. 31, did I say the number 317-239-1009 or Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram? Joe wants to know, what's the fastest you quit something? Do you guys have anything or no? You guys never quit anything.
I mean, I think I lasted about 2 minutes into trying to watch Shameless on Netflix because I thought it was too weird for me, but like not weird in the fun way that I like. Like it was just like, I don't know how to explain it. I didn't like it.
What the hell is this?
So I literally lasted like 2 minutes and I turned that off.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Heather.
Hey, Heather, what's the fastest that you quit something?
I quit door-to-door sales very quickly.
Now, what did you do for door-to-door sales? Like, what were you hawking?
Girl Scout cookies.
Education books.
Oh.
How long did you do it?
So I made it through, because it was in college, so I made it through, like, their initial, like, them trying to think, are you going to be good at this? Are you going to quit? Apparently, I passed. So, because I'm good at sales, just apparently not going to people.
Yeah.
So I made it through that, and then we went out to, like, Tennessee for, like, an actual, like, week-long training. And then where our group went, I actually went, drove all the way out to Texas. So I invested, like, a lot of my own money into this.
That is a lot.
I made it a day and a half, and then me and my group partner that we, lived together in Texas.
Yeah.
We both said, screw this, packed it up, and came back to Indiana.
Did he just hate people, like, slamming the door in your face, or what?
No, it was just the fact that, like, they wanted you to, you know, be up at, like, 5 in the morning, and, like, my coaching team leader kept saying, go take cold showers. I'm like, a cold shower is not going to wake me up.
Let me tell you something. I will have been in radio for 6 years this fall, and we have to get up that early in the morning, a little earlier actually, and it never gets easier. It is the worst part of our job, and there are many mornings that I'm like, forget this show. I'm never working in radio again. I need to sleep.
How much, right? how much money were you out? Like, how much did you invest?
I'd probably say with, like, travel and stuff, easily, like, $500 maybe.
No, that's not too bad.
Yeah, that's not terrible, but still good for you. A day and a half, and I'm out this piece. Hey, thank you for calling in. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hey, my name is Dee.
Hey, Dee, we want to know, for Joe wants to know, what's the fastest you quit something?
Okay, so I used to work at Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
Emphasis on used to. It was just terrible.
Did you have to dress up as a mouse or?
As Chucky?
No, luckily I was not Chucky. But everybody on staff was fully aware that if you were asked to be Chucky, boy, you were Chucky.
Ooh. So what was the worst part about it? Just cleaning up doo-doo in the slides or what?
Or in the ball pit?
I was actually in the kitchen.
Okay.
And the worst part about it was the fact that I got my job threatened on false allegations like 3 times.
Ooh, yeah, that's not fun.
So wait, how long did you work there then? Because it's kind of, what's the fastest, the fastest you quit something. How long were you there?
I was there for like at most a month.
All right.
Okay, that's pretty fast.
That's pretty quick turnaround. It can't beat my 4 hours. Can anybody beat that? 317-239-1009. Joe wants to know, what's the fastest you quit something?
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
What is the fastest you quit something? 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Liv the Web Girl, between her friends and herself, has like a million things. What else did you just tell us we didn't even realize you quit really quickly, Liv?
I actually quit a sales job in Cincinnati after 2 weeks once I got the call that I got this radio job.
Exclusive Joe and Alex Show. Exclusive
Joe and Alex Show. I couldn't take the corporate world.
Yeah, no, for sure. We're glad you quit that job, though, really quick. 317-239-1009. Morgan on the Joe and Alex Show. What's the fastest that you quit something?
I had a college class I decided to take. It was like in philosophy. And I got into the class, and there was a paper due on the first day that I guess she had emailed us.
I'm out.
And so so I pulled out my laptop and dropped the class and walked out.
Amazing. I thought you were going to say it was like the philosophy of something you weren't interested in, like the philosophy of boogers. You were like, nope.
No, but you're walking in the first day and you have like an assignment due. You're like, all right, I got my first F. I'm quitting.
Hey, that's one way to get out of the homework. Just quit.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for calling in, Morgan. Spencer on the Joe and Alex Show. What's the fastest you quit something? What happened?
I lasted one full day.
Where?
It was a concert venue. I don't want to name names, but a friend of mine got me set up there just as a side job. And once I got there and got through a little bit of training, I was sent to the back sorting trash during a concert.
Ew. I'd quit too.
Then the only thing worse would be like cleaning out the porta potties there.
What was the concert the day that you quit?
Oh, shoot. What was it? I can't remember now.
Do you know what
Jimmy
kind of
Buffett, meat? I think.
Jimmy Buffett? Oh, a bunch of parrot heads out there.
Oh, look at that. All those drunk moms and dads. Night out on the town.
Plays it again in Margaritaville.
Yep.
Every time
they were, you'd have to sort the trash. They wanted to separate all the cans from the rest of the trash. And, you know, you'd smell the stale beer. But also, you'd have bodily fluids in that same same thing. I'm like,
I don't blame you.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
Yeah, that's not paradise.
Hey,
nope.
Spencer, thank you for calling in this morning for Joe Wants to Know. 317-239-1009. Emmanuel, you are on the Joe and Alex Show. What's the fastest you quit something?
Oh, the fastest I quit something? Well, it lasted about, I don't know. How long does it take you to walk to the fridge and grab another beer? I quit drinking once, but it didn't last long.
I think we've all been there before, man. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
What is it for you, the fastest thing that you just quit?
I had a job interview, and I was supposed to be replacing this lady. She was like a secretary at this company local here in Indiana, so I'm not going to say anything. But her job was to basically, like, make a schedule for these men contractors. And I was supposed to shadow her for a day. And I go in, and everything's nice. And she's, like, this battered woman. Like, she's timid, and she's, like, has really bad anxiety, and I have a weird feeling about it.
Uh-oh.
Well, I see why. All these men start coming in, and she's, like, doing her job, and I'm supposed to be replacing her. And they were yelling at her and cussing her out. And they're like, you better have my effing schedule done.
Oh, my gosh.
And this and that. And I'm supposed to be replacing this woman. Like, this is supposed to be my job. And right after this terrible day, she comes back to me, and she's like, well, we can start you off at this super low amount. And I was just like, oh, yeah, maybe it's fine. And I never showed up again.
Yeah, you know what's sad is that you were probably that girl's ticket out of that abusive workplace. So, but then you shouldn't have had to take that job either.
How selfish of you. You left her stranded.
No, it was bad for both of them. But that is terrible. That poor girl.
Yeah. It was awful. And I was like, I'm sorry, but I can't do this. I'm not getting cussed out all day.
Yeah, that is the biggest thing. When you are touring a workplace or you're there for a job interview, look at the faces and the interactions of the other employees. If they look like the life has been sucked out of them dry, then you know that is not a good place to work. But if everyone's happy and looks warm and healthy and whatever, then that's a good place.
They put on a fake front. They're like, oh, hey, welcome to blah, blah, blah. So glad to have you here.
Sometimes.
Meet Alex. She loves her job, right, Alex?
So I went to Portland for a job interview for a radio station several years ago. And when I was there, these two girls that were on the air staff, like when they were off air, they like went into another studio and were like crying about drama, and I knew I didn't want to work there because I was like, look at all this drama and all this crazy stuff going on here. I don't want to be a part of this.
You're like, my drama's important, not yours.
Yeah, so it's like you got to look out for that kind of stuff. Are girls crying in the corner? I don't think so.
317-239-1009. We'll get a few more calls in. Also, if you can't get through, tweet us, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, and our Instagram and Facebook is Radio Now 100.9.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
What's the fastest you quit something? 317-239-1009 or Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook's Radio Now 100.9. Alex.
Give me some banjos.
Okay, do you want slow or fast?
Fast.
Oh, I got you.
One time I tried to eat my toenail, gave up real fast, too thick to chew through.
That's exactly what we're looking for. That's exactly what we're looking for. Let's see here. Yazzle, did you have that same problem with your toenails? Yazzle. Yazzle. Sorry, I can't read. You know that. I gave up trying to read a while ago. What was it for you? You quit really fast.
I quit McDonald's in 3 days.
Oh,
ooh,
wow. Okay.
A little longer than Joe.
What happened? What happened with you? For me, I couldn't keep up making the food. I was terrible.
Well, for me, it was the fact that it was too far, and I was 16 at the time.
Oh, like to get to work? Did you have to walk or drive?
I had to drive, like, 45 minutes out.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh,
that's
no.
Not even worth the money.
Yeah.
Did you at least get free food after each shift?
I did, but
yeah,
it wasn't
right.
Worth my time,
oh,
honestly.
Man. I miss that.
Just pay me and chicken nuggets.
If anybody from McDonald's is listening, especially the one on Broad Ripple where I live, I would like a redemption day. I would like to come back for one day, and I'd like to work the line, work the drive through. I think, would you guys come in and actually like buy some food if I was working at McDonald's? You should. Sue, on the Joe and Alex Show, you kind of had something that you quit fast. What was it?
I quit Wendy's in 30 minutes.
Why?
Wow, you beat me. Okay, how'd you only last a half an hour?
Well, I had worked there in high school. When I moved to Indy, they hired me back as a manager. They
ooh.
Saw my application, hired me on the spot. I went the next day. I was filling out the paperwork, and the manager went in the back to get my shirt, and I ran out the door, jumped in my car, and sped down the street. I said, you know what? I am not doing Wendy's again in my life. I'm going to get some other kind of job.
But wait, but you went and applied for it. I don't understand. Like that,
well,
you just decided, like, wait a minute, I really don't want to do this?
Well, when I moved to Indy, I figured it was a quick, easy job. I had done it in high school. I knew what to do, and they
yeah.
were hiring me for manager. So I thought, well, this would be quick and easy. And I thought, nope, I'm moving to Indy. I'm making a change. I am not going back to Wendy's. So I ran. And she called me for like 2 days afterwards.
What?
Are you coming back?
Oh, that's
you should have negotiated your price. Like, I get a Biggie drink
right?
every day.
Yeah, they wouldn't pay.
Oh, wow. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Live the Web Girl. What else are we getting here?
Amber said, I was a manager at Taco Bell. We had set a girl up to do her computer training on a laptop in the lobby on her first day. We came back in like a half hour or so to check on her, and she had left a note on the table that said, I can't handle this. She couldn't even make it past the training. I can't handle this.
That's bad, though, but that's how you have to do it. You have to sneak on out of there. Hey, Bill, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and what's the fastest that you quit something?
Probably 4 hours.
What were you doing?
I was feeding boxes in this machine that sorted them out, and it got stuck. And all the illegals around me couldn't speak English, so I couldn't figure out how to fix it, so I just walked out.
Oh, dang. Okay, hey, man. Thank you for calling in this morning. 317-239-1009. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's your name?
Steven.
Steven, what was the fastest you quit something?
Well, does the date count?
Yes.
Yes. Tell us about the date.
It does. Okay. So, well, social media is our outlet of dating now these days. And so you meet these people and everybody kind of looks like their profile, but then there was this one guy and we sat down for dinner and I'm like, hi, everything's great. I have to pee. So I went to pee and...
Steven, it's Joe. Is this you?
What?
You just left. Why'd you leave?
Because he didn't look like his pictures. I mean, if anybody's on social media, Tinder, Bumble, all these things that I don't even understand.
Steven, describe what his pictures look like and then describe what he actually looked like.
Well, he described himself as like 6'2", like 210 pounds or whatever, and just like normal, like a normal guy. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, it doesn't really matter. You don't have to be, you know, ugly or fat or skinny or whatever. But when I met him, he was like 5'9" and like 300 pounds.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot. That's a big difference.
And he was like, oh, well, I'm beefing up for, building, and I'm
you're beefing up with some hamburgers, I think.
Well, and that's where it's very, you know, social networking is what it is.
Yes, so. Steven, that's a great story. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We love it right there. Hey, thank you for calling in. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. What is your name?
Shayna.
What is the fastest that you quit something?
My junior year in high school, I tried out for track, and I ended up quitting halfway through the first practice.
The really? First practice? Like, what yeah. What was so hard, and how did you actually sneak out?
Well, first we had to do stairs, which I was already dying after just doing that.
Me.
And then he was like, okay, now we're going to, you know, run one lap around the school. I was like, great, this is one lap around the high school. That's no problem. Well, our middle school, and we have an elementary school that's also connected to the high school. So he meant a lap, like, around all three buildings.
Ew,
and
I
stopped after like dead in the middle of that first lap, and I got in my car and I left.
Girl, let me tell you,
I'm not gonna make it.
I wouldn't have even made it to the middle. I am the fattest skinny girl you will ever meet. On the inside, I am probably at least 600 pounds with my chicken nugget diet, and I am out of breath going up my stairs to my apartment every day, let alone trying to make it around a whole high school, middle school, and elementary school.
I love this. If you couldn't get through for Joe Wants to Know What's the Fastest You Quit Something, make sure you go to Twitter, Joe and Alex Show, or on her Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. There's this girl in radio. She worked there for a while, but I could see somebody quitting this quickly in radio. Have you ever heard of Annetta the Mood Setter?
Yes.
This right here, if you never heard it, this is the best way to quit.
And here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder, people lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job, but I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me, and if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified, and after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me.
but I never will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. Ooh. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Arnetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
On the big station.
That is the most epic radio quit I've ever heard.
It's the Joe and Alex show, and this is something that I'm interested to hear about. Alex told me this little story, but maybe you can explain it better. Who are we talking to today and why?
Okay, so I was like getting my hair done yesterday, and I get a text message from my friend Lisa, and she's like, Alex, I don't know what to do. Me and my husband are having a disagreement. She explains what it is.
Are they getting divorced?
No.
Okay.
She actually just got married. She's a newlywed. And so anyway, I said, well, this is so juicy and interesting. You have to tell the story on our show because I feel like a lot of people will be interested in this. Okay, so Lisa.
Hey, Alex.
You got to tell everybody what is going on.
Okay, so I'm 4 months pregnant and my husband, he's not like a big drinker, but occasionally he does, you know, have some drinks. And, you know, before we met or before we were really like together, we would like drink and smoke some weed together. And, you know, we'd like to have a good time together.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're married and we're expecting a baby. And I obviously can't really do any of those things anymore. And I think it would be the most fair if he didn't either.
While you're pregnant.
While I'm pregnant, exactly. I feel like while I'm pregnant and I can't drink, he shouldn't either.
What about after the baby gets here?
Yeah, I feel like after the baby gets here, you know, we can, as responsible parents, you know, if we have a babysitter, we can go out and have some drinks or whatever. Like, I'm not against drinking. I just feel like I'm going through so much. Like we're both making sacrifices, but I'm making the ultimate sacrifice. You know what I mean? Like, while I'm pregnant, it's my job to like keep the baby safe, and you know that entails me not drinking. So I just feel like it wouldn't kill him to not drink for the next 5 months.
So when you brought this up to him initially, what was his response?
He was like kind of on the fence about it. He was like, you know, I don't really think it's a big deal. And it's not like he's like going out like drinking with his friends. Like, okay, like the other night he came home, I had to work late and he went to dinner with his mom, okay? And he had like a few glasses of wine. I was home like alone by myself for maybe like 2 hours, and then he came home and he was like visibly tipsy, you know? And like it just kind of pissed me off. Like, I'm home, like, I can't drink, and, like, you're out. Like, I know you're just, like, with your mom, but, like, I just kind of feel like he should be able to just not drink for a few months. You know what I mean? And, like, I don't think it would kill him to just, like, be sober for a few months. And he had, like, the funniest response, actually. In January, he did this, like, fitness challenge where he didn't drink, didn't eat any added sugar or any dairy.
Uh-huh.
He was like, Lisa, in January, like, if you weren't pregnant and I was on my fitness challenge, I wouldn't care if you drank. And I'm like, okay, but that's like a fitness challenge that you chose to do. Like,
right.
We decided to have a baby together. So it's like our decision to have a baby together. So it's like, I get it. Like, if he drinks, it doesn't harm the baby. But like, if your pregnant wife is like asking you to not drink, like, I just feel like you should do that. You know what I mean?
Does this include not drinking in front of you? Like, can he drink at the bar with his buddies, kind of like how he did with his mom the other day? Or is that off limits too? Like, no alcohol?
And he's saying any alcohol.
I'm not even sure. Like, I was texting Alex the other day to be like, what do you think is right? Like, what do you think is wrong?
Oh, God, there you go.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think this whole thing is hilarious, and I'm really curious to hear from other moms, whether they're pregnant right now or if they were before, if they think this is fair or not for you to ask. I think it's hilarious. I think it's extreme, but I also think it's petty, but I also love petty. So I think it's funny that you're like, no, you can't drink because I can't drink. Because I feel like that's something I would do. I don't know.
I feel like he's going to get a divorce.
Not because he can't drink for only a couple more months.
If Lindsay told me, hey, you can't be drinking, I don't smoke, but hey, you can't drink, you know, while I'm pregnant, because there's no secondhand
alcohol. You wouldn't agree?
No, she'd be a single mom.
Are you serious?
Maybe.
I think it's fair, Lisa. I think it's fine. I think, yeah, if you have to go through it, he should go through it with you. It's kind of like when guys like wear the stomach and do all that stuff, the fake stomach.
Yeah, like sympathy pains. Like, I have to go through a lot. Like, you know, like my
like, my body is changing. Like, I have headaches. I have nausea. Like, my ankles are swollen. Like, I just feel like there's so many things that I have to go through, and, like, he doesn't have to go. Like, I don't know, and it is kind of petty. Even when I go to the doctor and I have to get blood taken, I, like, almost, like, wish that he had to get his blood taken, too. Like, I don't know.
But that's nothing to do with him. That's all you. I don't understand how any woman, if they call in at 317-239-1009, can expect their man not to drink or do anything to relax them. Because do you know how crazy you're pregnant?
Yeah, she's pregnant.
How much is going on? I think that's insane to demand that. But, I mean, I guess we'll find out.
Stay close to the radio and listen. We'll take some calls and get some advice and have people weigh in. Okay, Lisa?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. 317-239-1009. 1009 Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Alex's friend Lisa, been married a little bit. Now they're having a baby. She's 4 months along, which is great. But that being said, she doesn't want her husband to drink because, well, she can't.
She says if she's got to suffer and go through all the stuff that you go through with pregnancy, the one little thing he could do at least is not drink.
We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. Alex, her friend, dropped a major bombshell.
You are not.
No, wait, that's not it. That's not it. What happened?
My friend Lisa is a newlywed. She's also newly pregnant, and she thinks it's a fair thing to ask her new husband to abstain from drinking while she is pregnant, because obviously she can't drink, and she thinks that in solidarity, he should give that up as well, since she's giving up a lot, and she has a lot of suffering and stuff that she's going through, body changes, whatever. It's the least he could do, right?
Say she's 3 months pregnant and she's keeping it.
Gabby on the Joe and Alex Show, what did you think?
I say it's totally fair.
Why? Logistically, you know, or like logically, you know that's not right.
What? Okay. I asked the same thing to my boyfriend and he agreed. And I would let him drink every once in a while if we went out to a restaurant or anything. But seeing him drink every time would just be torture, because I love to, you know, I like to drink too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're pregnant. Sometimes you have to sacrifice.
She's sacrificing so much already.
Yeah, but think how big your boobs are going to be. You're lucky. We don't get bigger boobs when
we're pregnant.
Of course,
that's what guys think about.
Yeah, you must love that. Katie on the Joe and Alex Show, what would you do?
Okay, she's got this all wrong right now. So, and this is a typical first child mistake. Let him drink. So that way, when this baby comes, she can drink and he will be on baby duty.
Oh!
This is genius. I'm telling you, after three kids, this is how you do it. I'm telling you.
That is genius.
I was
going to
ask, how many kids have you done? She's figured out the plan. Hey, thank you for calling in. Thomas on the Joe and Alex Show, can you drop some knowledge?
So basically, I said that out of respect for women, I feel like I would be on her side. I would do anything she'd want me to do, because if you think about it, I watch my girlfriend go through cramps and stuff, and we'd be laying there, like, watching movies, and she'd be going through cramps, and I'd do the best I can to, like, keep her comfortable, because you gotta realize that us men don't go through that stuff, and so out of gratefulness, I feel like I would drop anything for my, you know, my woman if she asked me, because she is carrying my baby, and it's something we do together, you know?
Where did you come from? Where can I find more like you?
Listen, I get women go through a lot, but I'm tired of hearing that we don't know what it's like. You're telling me as a guy you've never had, like, the beer gut.
Ooh, you are going to get some hate mail, Joe.
Like, no matter which way you roll, you can't get that bubble of air out of your body. Listen, we know the pain, too, okay?
Oh, my God.
We know the pain, too.
You're about to get heat.
I'm just speaking the truth. Hey, Thomas, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. It is time for Joe's Need to Know News. This is news that you might see on the actual news. Then again, it's just things I might, I think are kind of interesting you should know about. What do you guys think about the idea in the future of it actually happening? Would you be cool with self-driving cars? Because I know they're here now, but would you be cool if one day that was just the norm? We had self-driving cars everywhere?
I don't know, because I've got some concerns.
What's your concern?
Well, I mean, I heard about this story that you're about to tell, and when I heard this, I was like, yeah, this is some crazy stuff. The cars could get a mind of their own, for one. Robots taking over, I'm not sure about that. And then two, what if they wreck into people?
A self-driving Uber vehicle hit and killed a woman crossing the street in Arizona late on Sunday. The 49-year-old woman wasn't in the crosswalk at the time. The vehicle was a Volvo, and it was an autonomous mode, which means the crash happened, but there was actually a person in
the vehicle behind the wheel. Police say the driver was not impaired, and according to the New York Times, this appears to be the first known death of a pedestrian struck by an autonomous vehicle on public roads. I don't know. Like,
why? If someone was behind the wheel and they could have stopped it, then I would say that they're at fault. Who cares if the car is self-driving?
But I guess, like, we don't know exactly. Like, did it just quickly, like, veer left or right?
I don't know.
I don't know either way, but that's sad right there. Austin police appear to have no leads after the fourth explosion by someone they're now calling a serial bomber, but they hope the public can help out.
This is like a Criminal Minds episode straight up.
Interim Police Chief Brian Manley on Monday asked residents to hand over their home surveillance footage after Sunday night's blast. The chief explained, "We are clearly dealing with what we expect to be a serial bomber at this point." The chief confirmed that Sunday's blast involved a tripwire. That's right, a tripwire.
Yeah, this is so scary.
It's incredible. And the chief actually made a plea. He's asking for the person that's doing the bombing to do this.
"We want to understand what brought you to this point, and we want to listen to you.
So, and then we want to hopefully kill you for all the things that you've done."
Yeah, that's a very smart way to approach it, because there's a reason that this person is doing this. They're obviously hurt about something, upset about something. They're trying to make a statement about something. So for the police chief to say, like, "Hey, let's sit down and have a conversation. Tell us what it is that has upset you." That's very smart. They're making them feel heard and like they want to listen. And I feel like that's the best possible way to approach this situation.
The FBI now has 350 special agents in Austin to help with the investigation. Local and federal authorities have offered a reward now of $100,000, and the state has offered another $15,000. If you didn't hear on Friday, we talked about this yesterday too, but the University of Maryland, Baltimore County beat the University of Virginia, so it was a big upset, a 16 seed beating a number one. It's the first time ever that that had happened, and a little before the game, Little Caesars, the pizza place, tweeted that if a 16 seed beats a one seed, they'd give everyone in the country a free lunch combo.
Holy cow!
That's a personal deep dish pizza and a bottle of soda. It's like a four square pizza and a pop. So now, on April 2nd, which is a Monday, you can go to our participating, and that's probably the key word, participating. I wonder how many are going to be doing this. Little Caesars between 11:30 and 1 p.m. and get yourself a free lunch. I love Little Caesars, but I'm still hesitant because that place down the road from where I work at had the rat droppings in the pizza. Like, I don't want a free doo-doo pizza.
Ew.
So
pizza.
I'm going to go get it, but I'm going to check that whole damn thing out before I eat it. But
that's what they say, right? Pizza.
Yes. Pizza. Alex, I know you like to take photos on Starbucks. Usually it's you kind of modeling or doing your own thing or hanging out with your girlfriends on a night out. I don't see you with too much food on your Instagram. Would you be the kind of person that would go to Starbucks for a new drink?
No, I'm not I don't ever go to Starbucks. I don't like coffee.
Well, okay, then you may not like this, but some people are. Starbucks has a new drink coming this week that is kind of in the footsteps of that unicorn frappuccino everybody was talking about last year. It looks good in pictures, but probably doesn't taste that good.
It is cute.
It's called the Crystal Ball Frappuccino. It's going to hit stores on Thursday, and it's made with turquoise peach flavor with vanilla. And then it has this kind of whipped cream, and a little bit of purple rock candy. It'll be on sale for only 4 days. So if you want to go get your Instagram photo.
Yeah. I am somebody that buys things just for the picture. I've bought like cotton candy before that I won't eat and just like taken a picture with it.
You did it at the fair, didn't you?
It was a fall festival.
You didn't eat that?
No. I don't like
cotton. You don't like cotton candy?
No.
Oh my gosh. Listen, I'll go with you. Like, I'm not good at taking photos, but I'll go with you.
And you'll eat all my props.
I'll eat your food. Yeah, you want to do like, ooh, I'm going to eat a beef thing. Okay, I'll eat your beef. I'll eat your corn dog. Whatever.
Do it for the gram. Do it for the gram.
You take the photo, I'll eat the food.
Listen, my gram doesn't look the way it does for nothing.
Let's see here.
Sacrifice a lot for those likes.
Do you do anything you regret? You're like, oh, that was pretty bad.
No, nothing yet.
All right. Apparently, payphones still exist in the U.S., and they are being used a lot. According to the FCC, there are about 100,000 payphones still in the U.S., and the thing that gets me is this. For comparison, there were only about 2 million payphones in 99, but they're still a good business. They bring in about $286 million in revenue. That was like last year. That's a crazy amount of money right there. Do you guys ever reuse stuff? Because I feel like you don't.
Do I reuse things?
Like, would you reuse a product? Like, some things are reusable, recyclable. Like, would you use it, like, more than one time?
It depends on what it is.
All right. Well, speaking of depends, this kind of goes into that area. There is a now reusable toilet paper.
No.
Did I lose you?
Yep.
Producer MYK, would you use a reusable toilet paper?
Never.
That's disgusting.
Now, a family germ expert warns against using it. The reusable toilet paper, also known as family cloth.
No thanks.
Family cloth.
All right,
hey, Mom, you know what? The poop paper, I need to borrow it.
That is absolutely vile.
I gotta wipe my butt. They're saying that, yeah, you kind of do it like you wash it, you throw it in the hamper, and then it gets cleaned up.
Yeah, put your poop cloth in the hamper with my nice like sweaters and stuff. Absolutely never.
All right, Alex, I know you're waiting till you're married. I think this will be the last story today in Joe's Need to Know News, but let's say you were having sex right now, or I don't know if Liv is having sex right now, whatever. Somebody, imagine this. Most birth controls, or actually only birth controls, are for women. You can take a pill, you can shoot like a little piece of rice into your arm, you can stick something up the hoo-ha, whatever. There's all kinds of contraceptives. Of course, you know. What?
Do you talk for a living?
What?
I just imagine them actually shooting rice. Yeah.
The rice thing got me.
Have you not seen it?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
It goes in your arm. What would you call that?
Rice?
Not rice.
It's like a piece of rice.
Okay. Just tell us the thing.
Okay. God, you guys are pessimistic.
They put chicken fried rice in your arm.
Yes, exactly.
That sounds good.
They flip it with their wrist. Would you be, they're thinking it's going to be even closer, and we've heard this before, soon a pill out for men to take birth control. Ladies, would you trust your guy to take the birth control so you don't have to?
It depends on the guy. If I was someone that was sleeping around and like hooked up with guys or whatever, and some random dude was like, oh yeah, I'm on the man pill, I wouldn't believe that for a second. But if I'm in a serious relationship and I know the person and there's trust there, I mean, potentially. But I think it's always safe if you are not, I don't know, in a committed relationship or whatever, even if you're on the pill, still making someone wear a condom and stuff, because if you're dating other people, you can still get an STD even if you're on the pill.
Let's take the STD out, because I agree. Because I mean, I'm more afraid not having a baby, but getting something that, you know, comes back every couple of months and itches and burns. But if you could actually do that, I don't know. I don't trust women to take the pill. So
yeah,
I would,
and women lie all
it.
The time about that too. I'm on the pill because of period cramps, and I don't take mine at the same time every day. So if I was having sex, I could technically say, I'm on the pill and show the guy my stuff, and like I could easily get pregnant.
Yeah, I don't think it's really a lying thing as like an irresponsible as hell thing. I'm irresponsible as hell. All the guys I know are irresponsible as hell. So just always wrap it.
Yeah, a guy in his early 20s telling me he's taking the pill regularly, doubt it. Guy in his 40s, I'm more apt to believe him.